Fascism always is an attempt by the right to resolve a crisis of its own era, right? So in the 1930s, they were attempting to resolve, you know, in Germany, the humiliations of the First World War, the impacts of the Great Depression, and to propose a unity in the face of that, you know, for the in-group. But our moment is different, and one of the things that makes it different, I mean, if you think about fascism in the 1930s, this is before the atomic bomb. It's before they understood climate change. And we are in a moment where our elites, whether they admit it or not, do understand that our economic model is at war with life on Earth, right? What unites this kind of strange Frankenstein coalition that Trump represents, where he's bringing together these, you know, the richest people in the world who have ever existed with, you know, many working class people. So what binds the vision? They all have given up on this world. Like they all have bought into a kind of apocalyptic fever. I've been in a lot of progressive spaces over in recent months where we've talked about building these very broad coalitions. I've never encountered a potential coalition more broad than the idea of, how about if we believe in this world? How about if we believe in the future? Because we're up against people who are actively betting against the future.